This is Ozarks at Large. Paul McGowan is one-third of the band Shout Lulu, an outfit that performs decades-old, sometimes centuries-old songs. McGowan has become a hunter of old tunes, especially songs for his instrument of choice, the banjo. Since Shout Lulu's last CD, Paul and his wife Skye McGowan, also in the band, have become parents, and Paul has just released a new solo CD called Sleepy Lou. He recently came to our studio and brought two banjos with him.
Well, there's actually a huge difference, but I just brought them because they're tuned different.
Okay.
One of them's from 1890, and it's a ladies' model. It's tiny, and the other one is a modern banjo, but I often travel with three or four banjos, because when you're playing solo banjo music, you have to switch keys, and to switch keys, you pretty much got to switch banjos.
So if you're going to play a couple different songs, you're probably going to have to be in different keys.
Yeah. For singing, you want to get in the right key. And also, so a banjo, when it's played on its own, can ring out in a nice way, and the different tunings will bring out different, what they call, atmospheres.
Have you wanted to do a CD of solo banjo for some time?
Yeah, I actually have. I've been playing in bands, string bands, since 2002. So for about 8 years, I've been playing the, you know, high-energy music, and I've been storing up all these songs I play at my house for the occasion to get the chance to play them in public and put them on CD.
Now, the name of the CD is Sleepy Lou. Should people take from that these are slower songs?
That's kind of what I intended. Not 100% slow, but slower than I'm used to doing. So, yeah, that was kind of the indication. I wanted to let people know what they're in for, Sleepy Lou, because Lou is, you know, Shout Lulu, so I wanted it to. And Sleepy Lou is an old song, so I just went with the theme there and made it clear that it's a little bit slower, more mellow, if not slower, more mellow.
And these are songs you've collected. These are traditional banjo songs?
They are, and I always list my sources on my CD, so they're pretty varied, mostly field recordings from the 60s, probably a couple 78 recordings, which are from the early 30s. And most of them are true to the source pretty close, but I often switch the keys around or the tuning. And a couple of them I didn't list a source because they were such conglomerates of versions.
Where does a banjo song hunter go to find songs?
It's tough. Out of my 1,000 CDs, probably 8 are banjo CDs. Library of Congress has some really good ones. Actually, I think that would be your best place to start. Some of the best banjo players were recorded by the Library of Congress.
Now, when you're with Shout Lulu, you're 33%
true
of the band. Now, if you perform solo banjo, well, it's solo. You're 100%
yes,
of the performance.
I'm all alone. I'm used to doing a lot of the talking between songs and singing a lot of the songs. It's just the type of song is a lot different, and I'm playing guitar and fiddle at my shows now, which is kind of new for me. I've been playing those instruments for a while, but it's nice to give a variety during a show. People like a banjo for a while, so I give them a break and let their ear get used to it, play them a guitar song or a fiddle song.
I've probably asked you this before, but when did you first pick up a banjo?
Well, I had one in my house, and nobody told me not to touch it, which is often the case with banjo players. But I didn't actually start playing it until I lived in Seattle, and I just had friends who played them, and I just watched, and the mystery unraveled. You know, it's hard to play a banjo if nobody gives you any tips, because they're so specific to certain keys. If you just try to play in the wrong key, you're doomed. So when somebody told me you play in this key and hit this string with your thumb, well, then the rest of it kind of works itself out.
One of the songs on the CD, Sleepy Lou, is Trouble in Mind. What's the story behind this?
Trouble in Mind is it's an old song that a lot of people have done, and I got my version from Roscoe Holcomb, who was a coal miner who influenced Bob Dylan, among other people. He had the high, lonesome sound. He sang really high, played a blues banjo, kind of, I'd call it blues, but it's very hillbilly blues for sure. So that's kind of the root of that one. I do it pretty true to his source.
Can we hear it?
I'd love to play it.
traveling mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always, 'cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Going down to the river, gonna bring my rocking chair. If the blues overtake me, I'll rock away from here.
Blues banjo, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you know when you find a song, whether it's Roscoe Holcomb or someone else, that's one I want to play? Does that hit you instantly?
Well, it often hits me, and then I'll try it, and it will or won't work. And then I can, if it doesn't work, I'll usually go back. I'll forget that I tried it and it busted, and I'll try it again a year later with a different frame of mind, different, you know, style. So usually, if I fish around, I'll find the right style for a song.
When you say it doesn't work, what doesn't work?
If it just doesn't feel right, really, it's just a feeling, you know. If like that song, actually, I tried probably 4 or 5 years ago to play it, and I guess I just wasn't comfortable playing fingerstyle banjo while I sang. It could be anything like that. Just, you know, performance-wise, it doesn't work. It's not feasible to carry around a bunch of banjos with you everywhere, so you just shelve it, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, of course, there are many banjo jokes. Other musicians love to make the banjo player the butt of their humor.
It's true. No comment.
I mean, I think it's just become so much a standard that it's a joke. Do you know people that are truly annoyed by banjo music?
Oh, definitely.
Really?
I sure do.
Family members?
Yeah. Sure. I think certain ways that a banjo can be played or set up can really get on people's nerves. You know, I think a banjo goes across so many musical genres, and people don't realize that. If they don't like bluegrass, they think they don't like a banjo. But you can play, blues banjo or, pretty much any style. It's just an instrument just like anything else.
Now there's a song on here that has, to me, an Ozark connection just because of the word that's in there, the chinkapin.
Correct, yeah. So that's a song I got from Hobart Smith. And Hobart Smith, when he performed the song, I heard a tape of him telling the audience that you make a pie out of the chinkapin nuts. And that's about all I know about him. I've seen one once, and it was pretty large, amazing. Looked like a squirrel could have just collected one and taken the rest of the summer off.
Can we hear chinkapin?
Yeah, sure. I'll play it.
Now you're going to the other banjo here.
Yeah, this is a banjo on loan to me from Carol Ann Rose of the old 78s. They have a bunch of banjos. It's a ladies' model. It's from 1890, and they have a real animal skin head on it, probably a cow or something, and so it's got a real nice, good sound. Thank you.
So your right hand's up there on the fret. Your left hand, which is doing the strumming, I was watching it, and sometimes you're hitting the strings, sometimes you're tapping the head of the banjo, and it seemed like that hand's moving as much as the other.
Yeah, it's a workout. The style's called clawhammer banjo, and or people used to call it frailing or whamming or any number of things, and there's tons of techniques that you can do to get different sounds out. You can also use your left hand when you don't even strike the string to pull off and make a sound. It's a classical guitar technique, but banjo players have been doing it since the beginning.
What attracts you so much to a song that might be 100 or more years old?
Wow, I don't know. I think with a banjo song, I really like the ambiguity of it. A song on a banjo could sound like it's in a major key at one part and a minor key in another part, and without a guitar playing along or a piano or a fiddle or anything, it's kind of left open, and so it makes it fresh over and over. The song tends to never get old to me because I can just hear a slightly different take on it every time.
Will you mind playing one more song?
Yeah, sure.
Which song are you going to play?
This song's called Little Satchel, and comes from North Carolina, and the banjo player who played it before he played the song was being interviewed himself, and they said, "Isn't there a story about this song?" And he says, "No." No story. So it's just an old courting song. On my bed you set your satchel. Under my head you lay your little hand. You may be my little darling. I will be your loving little man.
That's great. The name of the new CD is Sleepy Lou. People can find it.
Shelves of Sound Warehouse or at shows. I'm going to sell it at shows. And my email address is shoutlulu@gmail.com. And if you contact me, I can sign you up and you can know when I'm playing.
Paul McGowan's new solo CD is titled Sleepy Lou. He's also one third of the band Shout Lulu. This is Ozarks at Large.